be here, bringing books to life. Vision without sight.
Through Time and the Stars, written by Jai Kobayashi Goma and Megan Darg. Produced by Be Here. Episode 5. Tunnels. The Black Hole of Terabek. Nekbara. Night. Three figures move through the torch-lit tunnels of the infamous and terrifying Black Hole of Terabek. The Black Hole of Terabek is an underground prison for the worst of Nekbara's vile criminals, made up of tens of thousands of dungeons spread out deep under the trading city of Terabek. It is a place where hope comes to be tortured in unspeakable ways before begging for a death which may never come. It is a place which has never known the sky, nor the world beyond its grim, blood-stained walls. This is a place of supreme darkness and pain. Through these grim tunnels, two large, brutal guards are leading their prisoners, yanking the rough metal chain linked to the collars around her neck and wrists. As they make their way along the tunnels, they are occasionally watched in silence by the broken, emaciated figures of prisoners watching from beyond the barred gates, which lead from the tunnels to the dark, filthy dungeons. The prisoner is a young nymph, a native of Natari, the smallest moon of Nekbara. All nymphs are female. All nymphs are blue. All nymphs are thieves.
Get a move on, you nymph scum!
Easy there, you brain-dead fob wobbler!
What do you call me, you thieving nymph scum?
I called you a brain-dead fob wobbler, partly because you show signs of having limited capacity for independent cognitive function, and partly because you look like the kind of guy who likes wobbling fops. Have I got it wrong? Are you more of a fop-y? Do you like getting wobbled by fops? No judgment, it just seems like a bit of a raw deal for the fop.
I am not a fop wobbler.
Don't let her get to you. She's just trying to wind you up, my nymph scum.
But I'm not a fop wobbler.
I know that. You know that. Everyone knows it.
They do?
Course they do. They take one look at you, and they know you're not the kind of guy to do that to a fop. Or have a fop, you know.
Oh, thanks. I needed to hear that.
You guys are sweet. Maybe I should just leave you two.
Laika makes an obscene gesture using her tongue and her mouth.
Shut up, my nymph scum!
You guys have one hell of a vocabulary of insults stored away in those tiny brains, don't you?
I said shut up, you! You!
And I don't understand why you have such a problem with me insulting you when you've been so generous with your insults towards me. Well, your one insult, repeated over and over, ad nauseam.
Ad whatium?
It's ancient Latakian. It means you'll make me want to spit out the food I've just eaten and partly digested.
Why would anyone do that?
I don't know. I think it's a protest thing, like, I don't want to hear all the stupid things you're saying, so I'm going to protest against it and change the subject by spilling half-digested food onto the floor in front of you. It's a thing.
Well, I've never heard of it.
I'm sure you haven't. I'd say there's a whole lot of things you've never heard of. Intelligent conversation. Physical exercise. Regular bathing.
What? Now she's saying I don't wash? I do wash. I wash every solar cycle. What's she saying? Do I smell? Do I?
Of course you don't. Well, kind of.
What? Why didn't anybody tell me?
Look, it's nothing. You just smell like a proper neckbaron male. It's powerful stuff. Too much for these puny Manemph girls to handle. That's why she's trying to wind you up. She just wishes she could smell half as good.
So I don't smell bad.
Do I smell bad?
No.
There you go then. We just smell like proper neckbarons ought to smell. Don't listen to her. Look, we got ages to go before we get to our allocated dungeon. Maybe we should just walk in silence.
Yeah, silence!
Fine by me. You do whiff a bit, though. Wouldn't hurt to splash on a little something to wash off the stink.
In silence!
Right, sure. Silence.
The guards walk on, dragging their prisoner along with them.
I love silence. Really gives the girl a time to think, you know. Kind of like the silence itself cleaning out the brain of all the strains and stresses of the day, to leave her free to think about stuff other than the horrors of the day-to-day living. Did I ever tell you about my mother's sister? She took a vow of silence once. That was on Necklebar. Back in the old days, before the Sultan did that thing with the...
Onwards the trio shuffles, the inane chattering bouncing off the rough stone walls of the corridor between the dungeons. Timeship, H2, G2, Command Center. Once again, Daisy is at the controls, flying the H2 G2 in gung-ho fashion. The passengers are gripping on tightly to their seats. They all seem as though they're mere moments from vomiting.
Woo! This is brilliant!
Are we there yet?
Oh, please say we're nearly there. Please say we're nearly there.
Daisy, are we there yet?
Sorry, miss. Yes, I think we're nearly there. Just got to get past a little... Oops!
Daisy twists the control stick hard, flipping the ship out of the way of a large asteroid, narrowly avoiding a collision. Then another, and another. Again she twists the stick. Again the entire ship flips over, round, upside down. The passengers lurch from side to side, from up to down, until finally Daisy clears the asteroid field.
Hell's teeth, that was close. Oh, beg pardon, my language, I don't know. What must you think of me? I'm not normally like this, I swear. But then, I ain't never flown no ship through no stars before. Nor no rocks, neither.
Don't you worry about it, Daisy. You're doing a bang-up job.
Is that good?
That's good.
Brilliant! And I think we're here. Is that it?
Ship slows to a stop in orbit around a small, blue and red planet.
That's it. Like I said, you've done a bang-up job. Well, everybody, aren't you going to thank Daisy for getting you here safely?
Thanks, Daisy.
Yes. Thank you, I'm sure.
Don't you have anything to say, Trent?
Trent vomits. Timeship H2 G2 Command Center. Desolate area, Necbara. Night. The ship has landed on the planet's surface in a desolate-looking quarry, devoid of life. The crew are assembled and equipped for their scouting mission to find the raw material they need in order to print food.
This seems like as good a place as any to park me up while you lot go and scout this place for organic material. With luck, I won't be seen. If I am, I'll try to make myself scarce and head back here when it's safe. Sound good? Okay. So, are we all vomit-free and ready for action?
Very funny, I don't think.
No, you don't. Do you, Trent?
Oh, guys, we're kind of on the clock here. If we get spotted, well, we don't know how the locals are going to feel about alien ships landing on their planet to steal food.
We are not stealing. We are...
No, Alice, we're stealing. We may not need to take much, but we're still going to be stealing it.
I ain't got no problem stealing from those what got to give to those what ain't got. Namely, us.
Do you speak any English?
Oh, don't you worry, Daisy. She just gets snarky when she's hungry.
Girls, can we please just get on with this so that we can get what we need and enjoy a half-decent meal?
Yeah, he gets snarky too. Okay, Dave. What's our situation?
Well, we seem to be in an isolated spot, so that's good. There are signs of large areas of organic matter fairly close by. I'll direct you over your earpieces. Just grab what you can and head straight back. Don't dawdle, don't explore, and if you see anybody, run away. Do not take any chances.
I'm Trent Montgomery. I don't take chances, I just get the job done.
Trent, you're so...
Are you sure this location is secure?
Totally. I've checked for signs of life. There are none in the local vicinity.
Then open the doors and we'll be on our way.
No worries. I've got the door opening and closing thing down pat now. I can do it without even thinking. I just...
Today would be nice.
I was just saying.
Without further ado, Dave opens the doors. And the crew stare in horrified resignation at the dozen or so well-armed, thick-set, hairy Nekbarans blocking the way, pointing a wide array of deadly weaponry in their direction.
Dave?
Oh, I see them now.
Oh, you do you? You see them now, do you?
Sorry, guys, I'm still getting used to all of this.
What should we do, Dave?
I'm not sure.
Absolutely useless.
At that moment, the Nekbarans enter the ship and begin roughly to drag their unwilling and protesting captives outside. Desolate area, Nekbara, night. The Nekbarans drag their captives away from the ship and off into the night.
Keep your hands where I can see them, mister. Are you a mister? You look like a mister, but you can't be too sure, right? I mean, who am I to talk?
If you keep touching me there, I'm going to punch you in the throat. You hear me?
I insist on speaking to your superior officer. Do you know who I am? I am Alice Alice Hooverman Feathermeister. Unhand me, you brute.
Dave, you imbecile. You better have a plan to get us out of this, or believe you me, I will find a way to... Ow! Stop doing that. I'm coming with you voluntarily. I'm sure we could sort this out. There's no need for roughness. Ow! Dave! You had better sort this out, or else I swear by...
Dave scans the figures, watching as the crew are led away and out of sight.
Oh dear.
Streets of Terabek. Night. The crew members are being dragged unceremoniously through the crumbling streets of Terabek, the long, winding thoroughfares teeming with crowds of many races and species. The city streets are a riot of sights, smells, and bizarre new sensations for the Earthlings.
Daisy, are you okay?
Never better. This ain't the first time I've been nabbed by the peelers. I ain't scared. I'll bop the lot of them, if you'll pardon my French.
Oh, you're right. We'll bop the lot of them. We'll bop the lot of you.
There's some right fizzgogs on some of these gents, I'd say. All kinds of wrongness and whatnot. We'll be okay, though, right?
I'm sure we will be, Daisy.
Are you absolutely insane? These creatures look like monsters from the depths of hell. We have no weapons, no plan of escape, no hope, and no ruddy chance. We're utterly foobarred.
Beg pardon, sir, but there's ladies present.
Ah, women.
The group comes to a stop before an imposing building, all menacing black stone and jagged steel spikes. One of the captors raps on the large metal gates and it swings open with a disturbing groan. The crew are bundled in through the gates, which slam shut behind them with a deathly clang.
Be here, bringing books to life. Vision without sight.